bagged it up.
I'd taken a shit that morning.
And my shit starts to clown.
My shit smeared ass.
Sometimes it's rough.
Pressed to his eager mouth.
But it's nice light brown.
A little streak of shit on his fingers.
And I know.
The sweet smell of shit was on the air.
That you like my meal.
Tangy peanuts and corn pushing closer
I've
to his tongue.
Hole, and I'm crunching, I'm breaking my seal. Well, can't you see me sitting here? I've got my ass against the edge of your teeth.
Eating out shit stuck
and
to the
I'm
side.
About to excrete.
The tangy tip of the clay-like delicacy.
It smells worse than a queen. Wow, might as well dump.
I'll talk about scat, baby.
Might as well dump.
Dingleberries or something.
Go ahead and dump. Dump!
Maybe that just happens to me.
Might as well dump.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. Coming up on the program today, there's poor, and then there's period poor. Plus, Mario and Bowsette finally get to fucking, orgasming over transportation, and getting screwed over by Chocolate the Prostitute. All this for your voicemails today on DV!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a good one for you today. I want to start with a story I saw on CNN.com all about period poverty. This is a term describing women who cannot afford sanitary pads to sop up their pussy juice. So I guess for a few days every month, they've just got a trail of menstruation behind them, which is very dangerous. Dogs and sex offenders can pick up on that scent and follow that blood to wherever the woman is at. It's a rudimentary GPS. That's what the P in GPS stands for. Gross pussy sniffing. It's also a fetish we've covered pretty extensively here on Distorted View Daily over the years. The first thing, my first thought regarding period poverty is, isn't it just poverty? If you can't afford tampons or maxi pads, you probably can't afford a lot of other things. But someone, probably in the media, labeled this period poverty because it's a sexy name, gets people's attention, and they're focusing on just this one tiny little aspect. That being said, these things are kind of a necessity for women. I remember in high school, girls who just started their period, you know, girls that weren't wearing maxi pads, they were bleeding down their fucking legs. Big old red spots, you know, on their pants and stuff. So, you know, you need something with some absorbency to cram up in there. Shouldn't they be given out free? I mean, we don't have to give out the super nice maxi pads to women for free. The Cadillac of tampons. And I'm not a woman, so I don't know, like, what the best brands are. But, you know, to use a toilet paper term, we could give women one-ply tampons or something. There's got to be a way to subsidize the cost. Every fucking year growing up, I would get this huge phone book for free. It's like 9,000 pages. I guess they were paid because, you know, businesses would pay money to be featured in the yellow pages. Can't we do something similar with maxi pads? Have you guys seen those super cheap birthday cakes now? Where instead of frosting, they've just got like this edible paper that kind of goes over the top of the cake. And you can like print pictures or have words or whatever. Why not do something similar with maxi pads? Cover them with advertisements. You know, something that won't hurt the woman if it, you know, touches her pussy. Like, I don't want toxic ink. But every time she switches out her maxi pad, she sees an advertisement. Oh, Pro Enamel Crest is on sale. Oh, and there's a coupon. I'll make sure not to throw away this used maxi pad. Bring that to the grocery store. Hand the cashier a bloody, dripping Crest coupon. No, there are no coupons on the pads. Maybe on the wrapper? I don't know. All right, so I've got a clip here from the CNN piece. Let's take a listen.
Almost half of girls and young women say they're embarrassed by their periods.
I'm embarrassed by your periods, too, quite frankly. My face has been beet red since I've started talking about this. But ladies, you don't get a monopoly on embarrassment. Little boys are embarrassed about stuff, too. Like wet dreams. We're sperming in our sleep. Then our mom sees our sheets and they're like, what did you do? Did you spill water? Did you pee last night? Why is it so thick and sticky? And then we're popping boners every like fucking 20 minutes at school. Our voice is cracking. We got bad skin. We're all greasy and stinky as our big boy hair is coming in. It's an awful time for everyone, boys and girls alike. Everyone has something to be embarrassed about.
At school, we separate the boys and the girls and we tell them what periods are.
It's a shame. Can you believe we do that? Yes, the girls are taken into one room where a teacher explains what the fuck is going on with their bodies. And then the boys are brought into another room. And we learn why we blow yogurt every time we see Miss Frizzle driving that bus. You guys didn't spontaneously come while watching the Magic School Bus? That's just me. Oh, I'm the weirdo. What exactly is this woman's argument? That the boys should learn what's going on with the little girls and the girls should learn what's going on with the little boys? Children are assholes. We don't need to give boys any more ammunition.
Mrs. Wetzel, can I go to the restroom, please?
Ha ha, you're probably bleeding out of your cunt. I see it now. Look, everybody, she's bleeding out of her pussy.
Yeah, I think we should keep that information from boys for as long as possible. What the hell does this have to do with period poverty?
As a young mother of two, when she experienced period poverty,
it was much more important to me that the children had things than that I had things. You think about that £1 for a packet of sanitary towels. You can make a dinner for four people for a pound.
A pound is like $1.30. How can you make an entire meal for $1.30? Like mac and cheese or ramen or something? Regardless, this is what I mean when I say she's not period poor. She's poor poor. I will say that I think I am with women who say that these things should be given away for free, especially in like public schools and stuff. It's pretty much like toilet paper when you think about it. I'm with you. See, I'm a feminist. Destigmatize the flow. Part the Red Sea, girls. Let's take back our vaginas from Washington. I claim sovereignty over my cunt. It's time to get Big Tampon out of my pussy hole. Yeah!
I should really run for office. That's my platform. It's all pussy and period related stuff.
Moving on. There's been some good stuff in our Discord. If you're not over there, chat with other freaks. There's a link on the navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. In addition to the discussions going on there, the freaks have been posting a lot of great videos. And one of them reminded me of a clip that we played a long time ago. Remember the guy who was super excited by trains? There's a whole YouTube channel devoted to watching trains pass by.
Look at that, a 1953 E8. Woohoo! Oh, yeah, listen to that bell.
Okay.
Yeah, listen.
Sounds like every other fucking train I've ever been stopped by.
That bell. Oh, take a look at that.
Trains are fucking annoying. They're not something to be worshipped.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Woo! Listen to that horn!
Talk about blowing yogurt.
Oh, my God! Oh, she's beautiful! She is beautiful! Yeah! All right! Oh, my... Oh! 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 Oh, no! It's a BL2, too! Oh, the SNC-52! Oh, my God! Oh, we're going to watch this. Oh, this is special.
The same way a drooling mongoloid is special.
Ah! That is awesome!
God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of you freaks in the Discord found this guy's brother, who has a very similar reaction to airplanes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an Airbus 319-133.
Yeah, I think this guy's like sitting out by an airport watching the planes land.
Oh, yeah. It's an Airbus 319-133. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's another one.
Oh, Boeing 737.
And another one.
Oh my word. Oh my word. Yeah, it's a 737.
Oh God, here comes.
737! Oh no, oh I can't believe it. Oh, Boeing 737, come from Los Angeles! Los Angeles! Oh my gosh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh!
That's quite enough of that. Yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, we were talking about Bowsette, which is a thing the internet has done to Nintendo's character Bowser. You know, the giant turtle monster, I guess, from Super Mario Brothers. They've totally sexualized him and turned him into a woman, a whore named Bowsette, right? You can go online and find all sorts of pictures of Bowser with her titties hanging out. This idea of Bowsette has really captured the internet's imagination, for better or worse. As such, it was only a matter of time before a porn parody was produced. You can find this on Woodrocket or Pornhub. You can see the whole, like, 24-minute video.
I bet you all my coins she picks me.
She won't pick you. You look like an 8-bit Geraldo Rivera. You look like a deleted character from the Tombstone game on NES.
Wow. Some very specific references there. So yes, this is Mario and Bowser shooting the shit.
She won't pick you because you kidnapped her.
Good point, yep. Mario.
That's a bad thing.
What?
Princesses? They hate being kidnapped.
Why am I just hearing about this now?
Hey, here she comes. Let's ask.
Hey, guys.
Hey, princess. I got a question.
Fire away.
That's a good one. Alright, I got a question, princess. Who would you rather fuck, him or me?
Well, he kidnaps me, which sucks.
Holy shit, he was right.
And you haven't changed your clothes in 30 years, so fuck you both.
Who's she gonna fuck then?
Hey there, Peaches.
That voice you just heard is Toad. Toad is a dyke.
You ready for my cream?
Yeah.
Good. I hope you realize the reason my pants are this big is to contain all of this dick.
Oh. I'm out.
Even though Toad is played by a woman, he's supposed to be a guy. Okay, I'm very confused. So the idea behind Bowsette, just to keep this fucking thing moving, is in one of the Mario games that's coming out, Toadette, you know, the female version of Toad, can put on this crown and it transforms her into Peachette. I don't understand why that happens, but Toadette turns into Peachette when she puts on this crown. So the internet was like, hey, what if Bowser put on that crown? Bowser would turn into Bowsette. And that's what's about to happen here in the porn.
I don't know why my sex life is set to single player. I'm a catch. I got a good job.
My job is kidnapping princesses.
I could fly if I'm a raccoon for some reason.
His Mario is awful. I mean, he does know Mario is an Italian man, right? Everyone can do a Mario. It's a me, a Mario. He kind of sounds like an old Jewish man.
I can fly when I turn into a raccoon after touching a fucking leaf or something, which is weird. I eat mushrooms, I get big, even though I'd prefer a couple bagels and maybe some matzo ball soup, you know. I run away from the Goombas and the Koopa Troopas and the Nazis, whatever.
That's not Mario.
Why don't Peach like me? I'm so interesting. I've been to a lot of places. I've seen a lot of things. One time I killed a tranny bird with its own eggs.
Fucking birdo. All right, so I guess Bowser puts on this crown, becomes a woman.
So where do you want to do it?
On my penis.
I mean, on what furniture?
This is happening so fast. There's only one piece of furniture that I could keep up. My Mario Kart bed.
That's right. He's got a children's car bed with the number 69 on the side.
That's the subtle joke. It's also called foreshadowing. The bitch is going to be sucking my dick while I eat out her cunt.
So during the sex, I guess there's a lot of video game puns going on.
This is amazing.
You make me harder than a water level.
Invade my special world.
I'm about to defy a flower, you.
He also, Mario's got like a little star inside of a medicine bottle, prescription bottle. And so he takes that, which I guess gives him his super strong invincibility boner.
I like your step.
I like your breast. You like my car?
Mm-hmm.
You see how fast it goes?
I do.
That is some awful sex talk right there.
Oh, secret world.
Yes.
They're fucking
finish
now.
My level.
Was that what you said? Finish my level?
Oh, yeah.
One up, my cunt, yeah? I think this video has received mixed reviews based on the comments. The first one from Fuckman. Is am I supposed to jack off to this? It's a chub 96 says, Wood Rocket, stop asking can we and start asking should we? Nudist Beach says, this fucking meme has gone too far. Then things get further derailed with a discussion about April O'Neil's butthole. April O'Neil is the girl in this scene. Alexis is best says, was it an anal scene in the end? This is the problem with April O'Neil. You can never see her butthole. Like, do they do camera tricks to conceal her ass or something? Then someone, the same guy replied, I don't know if you're the real April. No one replied to him, though. Like, I don't know why he would think April is there talking to him, but he says, I don't know if you're the real April. But as a huge fan, I can't remember any scene where I see your butthole clearly. Obviously, we can blame the cameraman for not doing a close-up, but still, I think you need to stretch your ass a little bit more since you got a big booty, which is a compliment, not a critic. Otherwise, I wouldn't have voted for you for the Grizzway contest every day. Then we get back on track with comments like, we've peaked as a species. You can obviously tell who the real video game nerd is here. Big Mike 225 says, am I the only one who's pissed off that Mario's cart is fucking blue in this video? Everyone knows Mario's cart's supposed to be red. Completely took me out of the scene. So there you go. If you want to check it out, just search for, I don't know, Bowsette. Bowsette porn parody on Pornhub. Finally, before we get into the news today, I think this might be a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. You guys know that White Stripes song, Seven Nation Army, right? I'm gonna fight them all. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. 200 million views on YouTube. It's posted in, 2008. I'm 10 years old. And I'm talking about 4 years later, someone covered this song. Fallen Vengeance posted his version of Seven Nation Army on YouTube. Starts off a little rough. Don't worry, guys. They find their footing.
I'm gonna fight them all. Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
Rip it off.
Turns into a screamo song about 30 seconds in.
Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night.
Because I can't forget.
Now, while the White Stripes, right, they're just two people. It's just Jack White and the woman. I don't remember her name. Molly White or something. I don't know. Pure White. Fallen Vengeance, this band doing the cover, has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 people behind this monstrosity. I don't know where the 7 people are coming in. I hear like someone on drums. Then we got the singer. And then maybe the guy who's screaming is a different singer? Hold on, let me fast forward. I want to hear more of the screamo guy.
Do I know about it?
Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it.
Queen of England to the And if I catch her coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you.
Again, just to compare with the original here. I think they nailed it. Frankly. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist. And I'm about to lose right now. If you'd like Distorted Views daily or merely tolerate me, please consider supporting this nonsense. Best way to do it, sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this daily show since December 2004. Do the math, freaks. There are thousands of shows for you to listen to. Every week we do exclusive programs just for paying members. Yesterday we did a Sideshow exclusive program. Tomorrow another Sideshow exclusive podcast. I'll be doing a video as well. It's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as $1 a month. It really does add up. So thank you to all of my current and hopefully future patrons, and also, of course, my Sideshow members. Three very quick stories now. First up, you've all heard the saying, too much of a good thing. That certainly extends to dick pills. Yet there are some morons out there that are like, well, I took one Viagra. It made my dick real hard. Gave me an impressive boner. Maybe if I take, I don't know, five Viagras, I'll get even harder for longer. Well, there's a good reason why you should not do that. An overdose of an erectile dysfunction drug likely gave a man more than just increased confidence. The man now has hell vision. Everything he looks at is tinted red. The McClatchy News Service, citing a report published this month in Retinal Cases, that's a real page-turner of a journal, says the 31-year-old man went to an urgent care clinic. What an idiot. That goes beyond urgent care. They can't do anything for you. Everything is so dark and red. Let me go to CVS's Minute Clinic and see if they've got anything for me. There's like a pill I can take or something. You've taken enough pills. It's what got you into this mess. Now, I say that as someone who had a heart rate of 200 beats a minute, a sustained 200 beats a minute, and instead of going to the emergency room, I went to urgent care. Urgent care is for, like, if you have a sprained finger or you need a flu shot or something, not if you're having a cardiac episode. So again, you know, I'm an idiot. This guy's an idiot. Doctors were told the man took much more than the recommended 50 milligram dosage of liquid citrate, an active ingredient in Viagra. He took fucking Viagra. He took more than 50 milligrams of Viagra. He purchased them online and it caused him to have red tinted vision. It was probably like fake Viagra from China. You ingested 200 milligrams of panda poop. I always thought, like, if you OD'd on Viagra, you would, like, die. You'd have a stroke or heart attack or something, because it does weird stuff with your blood pressure. It's got to get that blood down to your dick, right? People live by the philosophy that if a little bit is good, a lot is better. That's what I just said at the top of this thing. That's according to Dr. Richard Rosen, lead author and director of Mount Sinai's New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. This study shows how dangerous a large dose of a commonly used medication can be. Doctors found the drug caused microscopic injury to the cones of the retina. Jesus Christ. The cells which are responsible for color vision. Erectile dysfunction drugs warn consumers of a slate of side effects, including impaired vision, headaches, and low blood pressure. This is a more recent case, and it shows higher doses can cause irreversible effects, like hell vision. That's a term I coined. Second story we have for you today. Oh, I love this news story for a variety of reasons. Like, this is an example of, like, hometown reporting. You won't find this type of wording, you know, in an AP news story or USA Today or whatever. New York Times. Peoria cops are looking for chocolate. Not the candy bar. The hooker. Chocolate the whore. Twice an 87-year-old North Valley man has been ripped off by a neighborhood streetwalker he knows only as Chocolate. The first time, he says,
she took his TV and his phone. She didn't even, like, have sex with him, right? It wasn't like a transaction gone bad. He's like, I want a blowjob, and, you know, chocolate proceeded, and at the very end, he's like, oh, I'm a little short, and so she just, like, flew into a rage and stole his TV. No, she was just being mean. A thief. You're supposed to be a businesswoman, chocolate. All right, this week, she and another woman pushed their way back into his home. Hungry, they stole a bag of noodles and a box of Little Debbie snack cakes. Chocolate is like a high school bully. Hey, what you got there for lunch? Huh? Your mommy pack you a Little Debbie? Sure does look good. I think I'll take them. What are you gonna do about it, huh? Get out of my face, you little pussy. All right. Chocolate also slugged the 87-year-old in the kisser. Like, that's a direct quote. I'm reading this from the news story. See what I mean? Like, Reuters would never write something like that. Chocolate slugged the 87-year-old right in the kisser and took his new pistol. I look, this is an 87-year-old guy was like, I need to defend myself after the first time Chocolate broke into his house and stole his TV. So he's like, I got a pistol. No one's breaking into my house again and getting away with it. And then Chocolate comes storming in, steals some snack cakes, and then also steals his pistol. I love it. I bet you she was a big girl. Remember that movie from the 90s with Patrick Swayze as a drag queen or crossdresser? Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything. I bet you Chocolate looks like the Wesley Snipes character. Well, you know, when I'm reading the story, that's what the image that comes to mind is Wesley Snipes as a woman. How in the world did they get Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze and John Leguizamo to do that movie? It's crazy. Wesley Snipes' character was named, like, Noxzema or something. Ugly-ass bitches. Oh, it's pretty great. Okay, so yeah, that's what I think Chocolate looks like. Back to the story now. He called police, but they don't know whom they're looking for. There's no Chocolates in the phone book. After all, Chocolate probably isn't the name on her birth certificate. She's a good-looking girl. That's according to an 87-year-old man, so you can't really go by him. She's about 25 years old. Beautiful hair. Big, fat Adam's apple. But I don't know her real name. He is a tough old bird. 20 years ago, while still working as a mechanic, he was pistol-whipped and robbed of $100. Really? Because it sounds like he's a perpetual victim here. He's tough. So far, he's, you know, been pistol-whipped, got $100 stolen from him. And who knows if that was a man or a woman, but I do know that Chocolate is a woman. I don't think a tough old bird would let someone barge into their house and steal Little Debbie snack cakes. All right, he was also a bit of a gearhead. Like, who cares about this? His police record, though minor, includes scads of traffic citations, including a ticket for drag racing at age 71. This is the weirdest story. Like, we go into his entire life here. For a quarter century, he's lived in the same two-story home. It's seen far better days, and inside is cluttered. He has a hard time getting around. Yada, 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 yada. Right? Sometimes he has company, and that's where the trouble comes in. He has two arrests regarding soliciting a prostitute. Oh, those type of guests. The one good thing about having old people involved in these news stories is that they kind of don't give a fuck anymore, and they're relatively honest. Like, the reporter was asking him about Chocolate, and he's like, yeah, I had dealings with her. So, you know, Chocolate was his prostitute. She turns tricks in the neighborhood, he says. After about a year, a visit by Chocolate turns sour. He says she grabbed his TV and phone, marched out the door, and disappeared. He later bought a new phone and TV, because what else can you do, really? The latter of which he had bolted to his wall. You can't steal that, he said. Like, despite everything that's going on, old man was still, like, punched or kicked in the face. A pistol was stole from him. Serious crimes were committed. But the local news is having fun with this. Meanwhile, the 87-year-old hopes for peace to return to his humble abode. Life might be like a box of chocolates, but he doesn't want any. No more chocolate, no more surprises. Like, that's how the news story ends. Amazing reporting there. Jesus Christ. Final story we have for you today. This one is insane. The story comes from San Francisco. A couple engaged in sex on top of a nightclub piano on Wednesday night triggered a mechanism that propels the piano to the ceiling. Propel makes it sound like it goes very, very fast, like this giant piano is flung towards the ceiling. And unfortunately, there were people on top of it. All right, so they triggered a mechanism that propels the piano to the ceiling as it does after stripper acts. It crushed the man to death and injured the woman. James Ferozzo, 40, was killed, and Teresa Hill was hurt in the incident at the Condor Club after the bar had closed for the night. The piano is on a roller, like an elevator, that rises to the ceiling. According to police, there's a hole up there where the performer goes through to the second floor. Ferozzo and Ms. Hill apparently triggered the mechanism, causing the piano to rise, and when it came close to the ceiling, it crushed the male. Ms. Hill, who was taken from the scene on a stretcher, was treated and then released from San Francisco General Hospital. Like, how was she not crushed? Maybe because she was on the bottom? Like, he was on top of her, she was under him, and then there was the piano. She was the cream center in the man piano sandwich. So only the man was, like, crushed up against the ceiling. I don't know. The Condor, a popular tourist attraction, advertises the striptease piano act using the name of Carol Doda, who first performed it. Nice little trivia tidbit there at the end. Still, someone died. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. There are many ways to contact me in the show. Show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. You can send along links to audio, video, news stories, something you want me to play on the show. You can also call into our voicemail line, 206-666-4463. Love to hear from you that way. Patrons get a special phone number, and I will play their calls first. Of course, I'm all over social media, at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook.com/DistortedViewShow. Let's check in with a few of my freaks. Oh, we're going to start with some patrons here.
Hi, Teresa. This is Lovely Cat Lady. I sent you a gift, a very belated birthday gift, to your P.O. box, and I paid for extra shipping.
Nice.
So get there this weekend, but my dumbass sent it to myself, so they, for free, sent one to me, and now you, but...
Wait a second. You sent a package to yourself.
For free, sent one to me, and now...
Sounds about right for a Distorted View listener.
Oh, you, but yours won't get there till the 11th, unfortunately.
That's okay.
So please check on the 11th.
I have a couple of packages that I'm waiting to open. I'm going to be producing a patron-exclusive video tomorrow where I will unbox it, and you guys can check it out and be surprised with me. And then, of course, I'm sure I'll talk about it on the Sideshow exclusive program as well.
For your belated birthday gift. You wanted us to comment on your sound thing? Sorry, words. Your YouTube video that I'm listening to today's show, Tuesday, and the YouTube is, YouTube video, sorry, with the new Fat Man. Is very quiet against your voice, which sucks because I'm in a car. So it's like, turn it up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down.
Oh, that
so,
sucks.
You know.
Yeah, I'll continue to tweak on that. The problem is with a lot of those YouTubers, their audio is shit to begin with, and I can only crank it up so much.
Yeah. I don't like to complain.
Alexa thought I was talking to her. Shut up, Alexa! I'm not talking to you, stupid cunt. Quiet!
No.
So, I was waiting for her light to turn off.
Have a good day, Tim, and don't forget your P.O. box.
Yeah. Oh, I won't. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see what you send me, Level 80 Cat Lady.
So, Tim, this is the first in a series of messages replying to questions you've asked, but nobody's responded to, probably because we all know what a shitty memory you have.
Okay.
Logan Brothers' dad's sex tape.
Oh, yes. Jake Paul and Logan's father... Jake Paul and Logan Paul, their father had a sex tape leak.
Not watched it, but from what I heard, what you said and asked, do women like what he was doing?
Yeah.
Goes to show...
What he was doing is he was taking his dick and, like, slapping... Well, not so much slapping it, but, like, rubbing it up and down. Like, flicking on a light switch up against their clit.
Goes to show just how dedicated you've been to the cock. I'm no Lothario. I've had really.
And it was so wet. I was like.
I've had some one night stands with complete strangers to a decade of monogamy.
Yeah.
One thing every woman had in common is they're all completely different. Yeah, I did have a girlfriend who liked being rubbed just as you described.
Hmm.
She was especially sensitive. She couldn't stand being touched by anything else. So there was no messing around with foreplay, no working up to things. She just wanted sex when
good
she
girl.
Wanted it. We'd bump uglies for a few minutes, get a job done, go back to what we were doing.
In some ways, that's kind of nice. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of time, like, waste time on that. You get in, you get out.
Really straightforward, you know, simple stuff.
Yeah.
On the other hand, a girlfriend I had simply could not orgasm. Just never happened.
I like how this guy thinks that all women, like, I think all women are the same when it comes to sex. Like, I don't know that women like different things.
Never happened for her.
Not that much of a moron.
So whether it's clitoral, internal, there's never been one thing that's worked for one woman to another. You know, so yeah, it's very likely there are some women who just love having the tip of a cock rubbing up against her clit. You know,
okay, cool.
Yeah, so count your blessings. You know, a cock's a cock's a cock. At least as far as I know, it's hard to go wrong with those things.
It is. It's hard to go wrong with cock. I've been
anyway,
saying that for years.
Until next time, when I'll answer the question, do you like porn in your own accent?
What was that? Do you like porn? Oh, porno with accents. Okay, yeah. Well, I can't wait for that call. And finally, one last voicemail.
Hey, Tim. This is Reza. I finally got out of rehab. You know, I have a dick. And I realized that I really want to be a girl, so, you know, I just finally did it. I've been dressing up and everything. You know?
Who is this supposed to be? I'm sorry, hold on.
Hey, Tim, this is Reza.
Reza? I don't remember ever hearing from you before, but okay.
And I realized that I really want to be a girl, so, you know, I just finally did it. I've been dressing up and everything, you know, just
good
a
for
fucking
you.
Goddamn tranny. But, yeah, I just wanted to say I was listening.
Send pics. I want proof.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say I was listening to an old show. I gotta look which one it is. One sec. It's January 18th of 2017, and you're talking about your toenails being real thick. Well, having thick nails is
a
really good thing. It means you're healthy, which we all know you're real healthy. So having thick toenails is just a good thing. God bless.
First of all, I can't believe I mentioned that on the show. Like, why would I even tell you guys that? Who cares about my fucking nails? And second of all, I don't even know if that's true. I don't know if I trust you. I'm going to WebMD that later about my thick nails. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in again.
Oh, my God!
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! When I was young, I only wanted to be
one thing that all of us should be aiming for, and that is the snatch.